Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jeff Passan on ESPN. There's a little update on Juan Soto for you. Alex Speer of the Boston Globe says the Red Sox have been informed they are not out.
How about that? That means they're in, right?
Or they haven't been informed that they're out. Maybe it's a more accurate way of saying it.
They're still being used.
We can get to that coming up. But some good stuff on the text line, which is now 617-779-7937. And on social media as well, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. We were talking about Keefe's emasculated Christmas tree.
Well, as someone on the text line is calling it my Christmas bush.
Oh, you have a Christmas bush.
Yeah, in the house.
It's very festive.
Watering it, keeping it nice. Oh, it's decorated, though, so it's all lit up. At least my lights work, Jones.
Well, my lights work now. The Jones family had to go out and purchase whole new ones.
Fair enough.
A couple of things here. This is Hunt on Twitter.
Yeah.
Says, I'm dying at Keith's Jones Farm.
Jones Farms.
Tree monger.
6 to 7 foot premium.
While I'm lighting up my 10 foot premium.
10 foot.
That's
what a beauty. Look at that guy.
Now, let me tell you. I don't know if we can get that up on Twitch chat. But he's got us right up on the TV, and that thing is a monster, Keith.
The tree's enormous.
It's
like you got wildlife living in that thing.
Talk about being emasculated.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking tree.
That is what you want.
I got a picture of my tree.
Yeah.
So I gave it to Brian, who's for Terp today.
Oh, nice.
So he hasn't gotten it yet, so maybe try sending it again.
Oh, he hasn't? Did I send him to the wrong email?
Oh, boy.
Refresh.
Maybe blame that Nokia phone, part of the Finland conspiracy.
That's a good point.
If you could. But, so that is as a giant tree. Keefe's tree, not so much.
I thought I sent it to him. All right.
Here we go. Keefe, you got to reset your living room with kid-sized furniture. Change the scale a bit. Then you'll have that tree looking giant in no time. That's Josh in the chat.
That's not bad.
I think good idea there. A whole string of tweets about the lights in the Jones household. They're all on here you go. The lights are wired in a series, Jones. If one goes out, half the lights go out. The 12 Pains of Christmas song, which, by the way,
that was a school bus
banger. That thing was. That was a hit on the school bus back in the day. When did that come out? When did that song come out?
A long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. I thought this was a problem that had been rectified. We haven't solved that yet.
No.
One light goes out and like 15 go out?
Mm-hmm.
How's that a thing?
Oh, standard house code, I found out, according to the text line.
What
is
that?
8 foot.
Oh, that's your standard? That's standard? Oh, there you go.
That's the listener's tree.
That's a man's tree right there is what that is.
That is an awesome tree.
Yeah, look at that thing.
That is going to be
pretty
sweet.
He's got like a top-down angle on it.
Although the good thing about having a small tree, as I try to talk myself into it now,
that's like how you got to get the angling right, like
it's
on
the perfect size,
like on an explicit photo.
It's the perfect size.
He's got the angling right.
I've heard that.
You kind of shoot it from behind is what you do to get the angling right on that.
Yeah he knows what he's doing. Shadowing, but you have like 4 presents underneath this tree, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, look at this! You got like a thousand gifts under there.
This is a good point.
That'll help.
The kids are gonna be stoked.
Kids are gonna be like, oh my god,
I can't believe how big these gifts are.
It's like there's 2. It's like, wow, compared to the tree.
It's a Hot Wheel is what it is.
It's not bad.
But it looks very impressive.
Yeah, I got a problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's the tree etiquette. I do think the etiquette is you got to get the thing up Thanksgiving weekend.
Here we go. Brian's got it now. That's my tree. That's my little tree. Little guy tree. Did I undersell it or oversell it?
It's a little guy tree. It looks taller than I anticipated.
Need to eat a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too thin.
It's the Ozempic of Christmas trees.
Yeah, Brian, zoom in on that. Beef that thing up.
No, it really is the problem. So
look sparse. Oh, that's a nice sash you got going on there.
In front of your couch?
No.
No, the couch is off to the side.
No, that's like a little, what do they call that, a bay window?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a couch. It's like the window to the outside.
No, he's talking to the left. On the left side.
Oh, well, this is like a little living room area. So there's like a couch on the left and the right.
It's blocking the TV.
What is it, a formal sitting room you got there at the Keith household?
We have a small house.
You got a china cabinet?
In the formal sitting
room?
We have like a hutch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that I think the last people that lived there gave it to us. My wife spray painted it. Now it looks brand new. No, but so this
it's so
tree.
So heavy they didn't want to take it out of the house.
This tree, it's in like a little living room space.
Yeah,
so basically, we see this giant star thing that we have?
That is big.
So it's lit up, and it looks almost like an asterisk is what it looks like. And so that helps take it all the way to the ceiling. So it's not a good job, Ryan, by paying them back.
Look at that thing.
Look at that. Lit up.
Dandelion.
It's the North Star, for God's sakes. So that thing touches the ceiling.
I think it's multi-denominational too. Like you're not really you're not declaring anything.
No, but my bigger problem with is not the height. It's not like you can see like over it. It's just it's so thin. Like you could go up to it and like wrap your arms around it.
Yeah.
You want to be able to have like. Like, when I did the lights, I got, like, dizzy. I was going around so fast. I was like, I need to sit down. I was able to wrap those lights around so quick.
Do you just wrap the lights or you tuck the lights way back in?
Kind of wrap.
Yeah, Kat's like, you gotta tuck
them way back in.
Just, like, tuck the lights. Like,
I want to see them.
No, on this tree in the studio. Look how far in those lights are. Oh. She like, lectures me on that. I'm like, Kat, wrap it around the tree. Who cares?
Yeah, it's around the tree. And then both. There's room for ornaments. It is both.
You wrap it around. Some go in that way. Some a little more towards the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're going to fall off the branches. But, like, she's like, oh, you really got to tuck them back. I'm like, do you? Oh, hey, well, look at this. Look at this behemoth.
My wife just texted me. She didn't spray paint the hut. She hand painted it. All right, sorry. Let's make that clear.
You're going to get in trouble today.
Yeah, no, seriously, that is going to be a long discussion after.
Awkward dinner tonight.
You think I spray painted this?
Oh, I think I might have a picture of my tree from last year, which actually looking at it now.
Not.
I don't know if you could say this word.
I'll go, no, go for it.
As wide as it is tall. Can you say that?
No.
Okay, I won't. But you know what I'm talking about. Something that is as wide as it is tall.
That's rhymes with toad.
Correct. That's sort of what our tree was a year ago.
Tuna can?
That's right. That's right.
Tuna can tree. The Danny DeVito of trees.
Yeah. Let me send this one to Brian, too, so you can put these up by side.
Yeah, send that in there. A little fire hydrant of a tree. You want to get that in there. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I think the etiquette, though, you want to get that thing up Thanksgiving week. That was another thing we dropped the ball on. Kat goes, we're not going to get it this weekend. Let's wait a little bit, which I didn't really understand.
Yeah, why?
Then it was Tuesday, and she's like, we need to get this tree. I'm like, so there's a one-day window in there where you were like, we can't get it, but now we're late to getting it? Like, what is this? So I have one day?
No, I really wanted I wanted it right after Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving was really late this year, too. So it's like a quick turnaround. Today's already the 5th, for God's sakes.
You got to get the thing up Thanksgiving weekend. I don't understand why
they
didn't do
that.
That's
what I think.
Okay, so as we await Keith's tree from a year ago.
From a year ago. I think this is last year's tree.
Let's give people time to get into twitch.tv/Boston
or YouTube. Yep,
or get
on
it on YouTube on WEEI, just so you can see his tuna can of a tree, as Billy, I think, so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we can work in a little Red Sox combo here if you want while we're waiting this picture.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Red Sox not eliminated yet, Keith. Not yet. This is Alex Speer in the Boston Globe yesterday. According to Major League sources, the Red Sox are not among the teams who have been eliminated. Instead, they remain in the hunt for the 26-year-old. So they're not out yet. They have not been told they're eliminated. So,
but Boris, you know what that sounds like?
Boris said teams are going to be told they're eliminated. So who's out? We don't know yet, but who's out? It's not the Red Sox.
So what it sounds like, though, and even the exact phrase that you use, every Sunday now for the rest of football season, they'll show you who's in the playoffs.
Yes.
And then there'll be a little side graphic where the teams that are like 4-8.
Right,
and
like the Colts. The Colts are not eliminated yet.
They're in the hunt.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I guess that's better than not being
out of the hunt.
Being out of the hunt. All right, so if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube now.
I see what we're doing.
Now you can get, look at the size of that monster on the left. So that is a room.
That's an interesting looking tree.
It
is what I would say.
Ridiculous. But look how wide it is.
No, it's wide.
It was not easy to get that one through the door. It was not easy to get up by myself in the tree stand. But look at how round it is. This other one is like, there's no risk of like bumping into it or anything like that. It almost looks fake, the other
one. It's a before and after Ozempic photo.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This one, 1 year later, boom, here it is now. Look at this one now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I like your tree this year better,
Keith. Do you really?
Yeah, I understand being a little emasculated, but I think I like this one better. Look at that thing.
You like it better? Well, my wife will be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Well, it's got like
It doesn't look more like a traditional Christmas tree.
What?
It looks
What do you got, like a sash going on this year that you didn't have last year? Is that cranberry and popcorn? What is that? What's going around the tree?
I think this year, better shape than last year's.
Yeah, it is a better
shape.
Not
as girthy.
I forgot how ridiculous the other one was.
But I think the one this year has a nice shape to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is, no, it does. It is good. I just wish it was like a little bit taller and a little bit wider.
Yeah, so you like that.
I like a big old tree where you're like, oh my God, like you can't ignore it.
Yeah, you're like,
you can't ignore
it. Last year looks like you like, well, it looks like it. Woods ripped it.
No, that's what I was just going to say. It looks like it came from the wild.
I know.
Like
that came. I,
That the one on the right came from a Christmas tree farm. The one on the left came from you uprooted it.
I kind of like it.
From your backyard.
No, I did. I kind of like it, yeah.
And there could be squirrels in that thing.
So that one looks like there's birds' nests. Yeah. You're like, is that an ornament? Like, no, it's real birds. Like, there's a cardinal. Cardinal ornament? No, actual cardinal.
Not a real living cardinal.
There's a real cardinal in there. There's a raccoon.
Like, right, so like Jones noticed, I don't see a sash on last year's.
Yeah.
So that must have been pre-sash.
Sash wasn't big enough.
That's something that my wife
sash
does.
Or, on there?
Yeah, maybe it couldn't wrap around.
Too wide.
It's like, it doesn't fit me this year.
Then we'll have to buy another sash.
Yeah.
This is all that fits
me.
Yeah,
it needs a New Year's resolution is what that tree needs, because you can't even fit the sash around it. Okay, nice.
I sent Brian another tree too, if he has it.
Do you have?
No. It's my parents' tree.
Well, this is why. So I was just going to ask about this.
Yeah.
Because you said your folks would get giant.
They get really
Christmas
tall
tree
trees.
Up, did
so,
you? Were you saying this, or was it someone else? It was one of those where you even had to like tie it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My dad would have to like tie it to the wall so it wouldn't fall down because like there was no base big enough. Because they have in the house they live in now, it's sort of like the family room. Is got like all the way to the top floor, kind of like it's like the biggest ceiling in the world.
And you got to like bungee cord it in at the top.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because like they just get these big old trees,
nice.
And so now they have a fake tree, which is nice and it's tall. But like we used to have to, me and my dad like shoehorn the tree into the house, like pop it in and then like walk it over, and that was a real wilderness situation. Those were literally just cut out. Oh, so look at this. These are also my parents' late dogs, Reggie and Benny. Those are two.
Those are Newfies.
Those are Newfoundland.
So that's not like a Jones-sized toothless dog. Those are big dogs.
No, those are Hosses.
Yeah.
That's like over 300 pounds a dog there. That's Reggie and Benny. May they both rest in peace. And look at the size of that tree.
That's a tree.
That fit through
those
a door.
Those two dogs are monsters.
Yeah.
Look at those Hosses. Those guys are Santa gentle giants.
That thing taking pictures.
The Keith family loves a wide tree.
We love a wide tree.
That is a wide tree.
Plus, I respect your parents' multicolored lights.
Look at that.
So I like the multicolored too. Katie says
windows?
No, we got to do the white lights. I like the multicolored.
Can't we just switch to white lights with the new lights? I don't like the white lights either.
I like colored lights.
Yeah.
Look at those big fellas.
How many windows are that? That tree is four windows wide.
Yeah, that is a big. And yet we somehow got it through the front door. How we did that, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And then,
a piano moving company to get that thing.
Look at the size of that tree. Look at those guys.
How many years ago was that?
Well, that had to be at least five, because those guys have not been around for too long. So that's
Holy
probably
smokes.
5 years ago. Yeah, because actually, it's probably been about 5 years, because they have seven or eight, because now that they've had a fake tree for a little bit.
Got it.
That's one of the last real trees.
Dang.
Look at those fellas.
Look at those guys. That is a
cut up.
But I understand why Keith loves a fat tree now, because look at what he grew up with.
Yeah, I grew up with big old trees. Now I got this tiny little Christmas bush. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know.
It does look nice, though. Like, to Billy's point, it looks like in your mind, when you close your eyes and you're like,
real good shape.
Christmas tree.
What does
it look like?
Yeah.
More like a triangle. That just looks like a blob.
Yeah.
It's like a blob of a tree.
Yeah. No, but I'm with you.
6 to 7 foot.
I'm with
premium.
You. Like those rainbow
premium.
The rainbow lights really make it pop. Like, we got the white lights in here. I got white lights now this year.
So white lights is
I
a
like
bit,
the white lights.
It's like classic or clean.
That's too classy.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I like the big light bulbs too. So we had some of those.
Yeah, we got teeny tiny ones.
So your trees are the size of somebody's house, so proportionally they're the same.
That's true. I used to take the big. So this year I had a few strands of big lights, and I put them on. Like actual like bushes outside of our house.
Yeah.
So we have like a hodgepodge of stuff
your tree
outside.
From.
I cut the tree down. There's a big stump in the front yard from last year's tree. So we have a whole hodgepodge of stuff outside too. Not like Andy Hart. Andy Hart is a 15-foot tall abominable snow monster.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I thought you were making a stump joke.
No. He has this the bumble. From Rudolph.
I saw this.
You got to stack three Andy Harts on top of each other, and that's what you get. But
he's generous.
So we... he was wearing boots.
Yeah.
So we take... we have like a gingerbread man now outside. He lights up.
Uh-huh.
We have a gingerbread house that is made of like neon lights that you can see from space.
Nice.
And then we have these like little gumdrops. And so my wife's like, I don't know. It doesn't really all match. And I'm like... You bought it all. Like, you literally bought all these things, and you knew we were going to put them out there together. She's already mad at me anyway, so she can hear that.
Yeah, well, she spray painted the hutch, so what are you going to do?
Hand-painted it.
Yeah.
Hand-painted it.
So, look, the big, fat, wide, giant Christmas tree of free agency would be Juan Soto. What is their plan B if they don't land him? I was a little surprised to read Jeff Passan this morning what is like the next big swing teams could make beyond Soto? Is Willy Adames a big swing? Both Paxton and Buster Olney are like, I think the teams that miss out on Soto could go Corbin Burns, which feels like a bigger swing and a better fit, or Willy Adames. If your big swing is Willy Adames, that is not a big swing. That is a thin little Christmas tree is what that is.
Was Trevor Story a big swing?
No.
So, I agree.
Especially when they did it in March or whatever?
Yeah,
no.
Agreed.
But no, it wouldn't have been even if they did it in December.
But I think it's a fair question because if you're saying, you know, the free agent class is pretty top heavy. Like, it's Juan Soto, big gap, Corbin Burns, big gap. But if you're saying you missed out on Juan Soto, and let's say you want a hitter, right? Let's say it's not even a pitcher that you're looking at. I guess it's Bregman?
That's what I think. I would rather have Bregman than Adames. I would rather have, I think, Alonso than Adames.
Pete Alonso, Anthony Santander.
Now we're getting into
kind of
simple,
but yeah. It's like, that's the, and by the way, same thing.
By the way, I think the Dodgers are heating up on re-signing Teoscar Hernandez if that's the guy you thought you had in your back pocket. So, no, I mean, if you're that is not a big swing to me. Willy Adames, nice enough player, I guess. May not even stay on shortstop, could move to third base. What would you do with Devers in that scenario? Like, that's not a big swing to me. So, we talked about this before. I'm not going to give him a bunch of credit for Willy Adames. I'll give him credit, I guess, for spending money. But I'm not going to look at it and say the Red Sox are back because they signed Willy Adames. That's not...
I don't think so at all.
That's not the kind of star power we're talking about.
Well, and like what... So where is he... Not to do the where are we going to play Willie McGee, but so then what's the trickle down there?
I mean, either you keep Story at short and move him to third and now Devers is a DH first baseman and Cassis is DH first baseman or playing somewhere else.
I guess. It just seems like that's not even really... What to go at? Like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like,
me
the player or then all the other
you can't,
kind of headaches that
you can't
have.
Hype people up about Juan Soto, turn around and say, look, now we have a superstar in Willy Adames. Because that's not how it works.
32 dongs last year.
Oh, that's nice. In a contract year, that's nice.
21 steals out of nowhere. The guy had never stolen more than 8 bases.
What was his career high in home runs before the 32?
31.
Oh, okay. How about after that?
25.
Okay, maybe there's more pop there than I gave him credit for.
He'll run into a couple of dingers.
But the point is, that is not a guy. You're not tuning in to watch Willy Adames. No one's ever said that. No one's ever done that.
No, I agree.
Juan Soto's different. Corbin Burns might be different. Hey, it's a Corbin Burns
Corbin
day.
Burns
that might
night.
Be different.
People, you can talk yourself into Corbin Burns.
Willy Adames is not that. So no. that's a big difference, and that is the danger in hyping up your fans about Juan Soto if you're doing it just to do it to try to get people excited that the Red Sox are back. You're not back if you're landing Willy Adames. 617-779-7937. Red Sox free agency. Christmas tree etiquette all on the table. And after trending with Billy Lanny, let's get into what you're watching next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. It's back-to-back wins for the Boston Celtics after last night's 130-120 victory over the Detroit Pistons at the TD Garden. Celtics homestand continues tomorrow night when the Seas host the Milwaukee Bucks. Sources tell ESPN that Bucks forward Chris Middleton will make his debut tomorrow night. Boston Bruins are on a 3-game winning streak after their 4-2 win over the Blackhawks in Chicago last night. Bees got a pair of goals from both Morgan Geeky and Brad Marchand. The Bruins are now off until Saturday afternoon when they welcome the Blackhawks to the TD Garden. In PWHL action, the Boston Fleet fall to 0-2 after last night's 2-1 loss to the Minnesota Frost. Week 14 in the NFL begins with the Thursday night football matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. New England Patriots defensive end Dietrich Wise Jr. was named a nominee for the 2024 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Today, beginning at 3 p.m. on WEEI AM 850, you can catch the calls of the MIAA High School Football Championship games live from Gillette Stadium. First up, it's a Division IV matchup between Duxbury and Scituate, followed by the Division I Championship game between Xaverian and Needham. And finally, it's Catholic Memorial versus King Philip Regional for the Division II Championship. And be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. for the Division VIII, Division V, and Division III Championship games. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to what you're watching here in a moment. We also have another emergency Keefe for Madness at 1245. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, you know, you open it up to the listener, and now we're like flooded with them. We're not going to get to this week.
It's a good point. Meanwhile, text line giving you a lot of feedback on your Christmas tree, Keith.
Yeah.
Number one, if you trim around the base, the tree will appear much bigger.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's good.
I'll do that.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little lost in the overgrowth sometimes.
It doesn't really work.
Well, to a degree.
Yeah. All right, I'll try.
On the margins, it helps. Dice texted in. If you look closely at the picture of the Christmas trees, you can see all the Girl Scout cookies that Keith stole sitting under his tree.
I did not take the Thin Mints. In fact, I was accused this morning straight up from the morning show of taking the Thin Mints that were left over here, which is up for grabs for anybody. It's not like they were labeled. Anyway, but didn't Stiz admit it?
I guess I did not hear this, but Brian popped in, and I guess Stiz copped to stealing some Thin Mints.
Someone was calling me Thin Mint Keith on the...
I saw that.
My tree is the Thin Mints.
Next to you?
How are those still there?
Blue box.
Those are those lemon ones. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't eat the lemon ones. Oh.
What are those?
Shortbread?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trefoils? Is that what they're called?
Dump it.
Iconic shortbread cookies inspired by the original Girl Scout recipe.
Oh, wow.
Those are gone.
Ah, pop one of those in.
Oh, they come in like sleeves instead of like the plastic rolls.
I think a bunch of those come in the sleeves.
Well, the Thin Mints come in sleeves.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't know.
Wait
a minute. Oh, geez.
That was me.
I took them. I didn't know they came in sleeves. Wow. Shocking to me.
Yeah, the peanut butter ones come in sleeves too.
Yeah. How's that? Dry? Oh, it's dry.
Pretty dry.
Yeah, you're a dry guy.
Is it? Yeah.
As we
so it's not as good as like
today.
That the classic tin of sewing kit cookies.
I can't remember
those
now.
Those ones are amazing.
Oh, those actually are good.
I can't remember now if
they have like little like crystallized sugar.
Yeah, they're all different shapes, but they taste the same.
They kind of taste like this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't imagine remember if the Twitch chat or the text line brought this up too. Now Courtney was saying you shouldn't take a box of food home.
I didn't.
No,
he's not saying you did.
But that was
he's implying, Nick,
the accusation.
Way he's looking at me. Yeah.
But I believe Courtney may have taken, and this was pointed out on the text line or Twitch, she may have taken a box of pizza home the day that the Trading Post
the day
inborn.
Wasn't here.
Yeah, can you confirm? That sounded right to me.
Hypocrite. Seriously. If she's like, this is for everybody, keep them in the studio. We can snack on them all week.
Can you take home your own pizza?
No.
And is that slightly hypocritical?
Just eat it here.
I thought it was a fair point, is what I thought.
I like to look at it as like the rules of a buffet.
Yeah.
Eat as much as you want while you're here. Don't take it home.
You can't take it home.
You know, I can't like scoop out of the buffet into like your bag and go and like leave, can you?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think at most buffets anyway. I don't know how it goes at every single one, but I don't think at most.
Uh-huh.
So what are we watching, Keith? You always have a good recommendation.
I do. It's the bye week for the Patriots, and so maybe you got some more time to watch some stuff. It's nearly the end of the year, so I'm doing a couple of things, finding out what's new, also some of the stuff that I missed that is now streaming right now. So we'll start with a messed up one.
Okay.
We mentioned it briefly yesterday. The morning show, I heard them talking about it as well. But on Netflix right now, there is a Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey 3-part documentary. And each like an hour long. This was a story. This was one of the first, I feel like, true crime mysteries that I really remember in the mainstream.
Like of our lifetime, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because it all happened in 96, I believe, and then that's when it started. And then for years after that, there'd be like the occasional update here and there. So I'd kind of forgotten most of the stuff, right? Like I knew it was Boulder, Colorado. I knew it was this 6-year-old like pageant queen type of girl. And people thought it was the parents. People thought it was the brother. People thought it was this. It like was unsolved, like the whole thing. I don't know. After watching this documentary, I'm not going to give it all away for people who haven't seen it. After watching this documentary, I think I have a pretty good idea who done it.
Let me ask you this. If you feel, because I brought this up to Kat last night, I'm like, would you like to watch some of this? Keith has been talking about it at work. Yeah. Greg's show was talking about it.
It's a good
like
Christmas spirit type of show.
Well, she kind of like,
it is messed up.
She was a little sniffed, or kind of sniffed at it and was like, I've seen a lot of special. I've watched like the Dateline on this. I've seen a lot of coverage on this.
I would watch this one.
She's like, how much am I going to learn from it? You think there's new stuff in there?
So I didn't watch all those other ones, but I think that there is because they reference some of the other ones.
They
reference those things.
In your face.
And I think those other ones, by the sound of it, were much more one-sided, whereas this is sort of like, all right, they talk to a lot of different people. You can maybe, draw your own conclusions while you watch
Which is what you did.
I did.
Okay, you have some guesses.
I did. Okay. I do. I have a pretty good idea who I think done it. And yesterday morning during the after the crossover, I asked Greg, I'm like, who do you think did it? And we had the same person.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So that's Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey?
Two other documentaries I haven't started yet. I've heard good things about one of them, and I'm looking forward to starting the other one. On HBO Max right now, there is a Yacht Rock documentary.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of this on social media. I've seen the trailer for this. Yeah. I've not watched it either, but that sounds intriguing.
So Davey Eyeballs, my dork podcast co-host, loves Yacht Rock, and he thought this was an amazing documentary. Now, I don't know if he's just very biased because he loves the music, but either way, he said it's very, very, very good. And on Amazon Prime right now, there's a Madden football game documentary. So I think there was a Madden documentary like a year or two
on him.
Ago.
Yeah,
so just on him.
I think these were running together in my head. But yeah, this is just specifically on
the game
and the reason it came about, the way it came about, the involvement with John Madden.
And like how it started and like how what it's become.
So what is the runtime on each of these? Are we like talking about like multiple episodes for Yacht Rock? Are we talking multiple episodes? I think Madden was like three or four, I think.
I believe the Madden one is a four-part documentary. The Yacht Rock documentary, I want to say, is
like a tidy couple hours
one-off.
Okay, so that's good.
So
that leaps to the top of my list based on that.
You'll start with that
one.
All right, looks like it might be 96 minutes. I think
that's number one with a bullet.
Yeah, you're in
is what that is. 96 minutes, great.
A couple of TV shows that are out this month. You have Skeleton Crew, which is the new Star Wars Disney Plus series. Those have been very hit or miss. I've watched them all. I'll watch this one. Jude Law is in it.
Mm.
Tricky thing with this.
I've seen a lot of advertisements for this.
And a lot of kid actors, which can go one of two ways. The model is Stranger Things. Stranger Things was like all kid actors, and it worked, and it was awesome, and people loved it. Then there are other shows, including some in the Star Wars universe, where you're leaning on kid actors, and you're like, oh, no, we've made a huge mistake. So I'll give this a go. The early reviews are good. I haven't started it yet. They released the first two episodes earlier this week. There is a new DCU television show. It's animated. It's called Creature Commandos. I'm definitely going to watch Creature Commandos.
Get some good creature features out of this?
Yeah. James Gunn has taken over the DC universe. He's making a new Superman movie. He's making a lot of like live action stuff. And this apparently all takes place in that same world, even though it's animated. So if you want to get in on the ground floor of the DCU, Creature Commandos is for you. Dune Prophecy. I have not started yet.
There's more Dune?
More Dune.
Okay.
I think it's like a prequel. It's like takes place.
You know what? I think that is right. Yes.
It's
way
before all the stuff. Now the first two movies, I think, have been awesome, and I mean the first like two like recent ones,
not the one from the '70s,
the '80s Dune. Not talking about the David Lynch Dune. These two have been great. The third one's coming out in 2026. Like Dune Part Two, I think should win like Best Picture. Like I think it's like that good. I haven't really been drawn into this. Like I'm curious. I should probably start it, and I bet I'll like it. But I haven't started it yet. But that's on HBO Max as well. And then a few movies that are out there right now. Smile 2, the horror movie.
Christian Gonzalez liked the first one.
He saw it in the theater.
Well, he saw it. Yeah, I guess we don't know. He didn't really elaborate.
He hated it so much he never saw another movie again.
That's a good
again.
Point. It's the last movie he saw in theaters that he didn't necessarily say he liked it. That's
maybe
true.
It scared him so much. He's like, I can never go back.
Could be.
I can never go back to the theater and feel maybe that way that I felt.
It rededicated him on the football field, baby.
So this, I'm looking forward to watching this because the two other horror buffs. Actually, Nick's also a horror buff. So we probably have like three other real horror buffs at the station.
Wiggy
and Stiz.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Polar opposites. Stiz told me to watch it. It's great. Wiggy told me it sucks.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, all right. I will break the tie on Smile 2.
Good, good, good.
So I'll find out. Alien Romulus is streaming on Hulu, the latest in the long line of Alien movies. I did watch this. Pretty good. Pretty fun.
Okay.
Takes place in between the first two Alien movies. And then, speaking of horror, Speak No Evil will be out on, I think it's Peacock tomorrow, which is the James McAvoy, like, really creepy-looking movie that came out. So, a bunch of crap to watch right now on streaming. I think out of that group, I think the documentaries look like they're probably the strongest.
I would agree with that. Yeah. That tends to be, I would lean in on that as a genre anyway.
Look good.
But no, those specifically look good. And look, you got a lot to do this weekend, a lot of time on your hands, because no Patriots this weekend. You don't have to waste your time watching them lose again with more bad coaching
it's
decisions.
Three free hours that you have.
So there you go. Lots of extra time on your hands to watch some of Keith's recommendations. What are you watching on TV? 617-779-7937. Speaking of Keith, the Creature Commandos. Maybe another creature feature? Maybe? Maybe not so much. It's an emergency.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not about
Creatures. That's true.
It's not.
It is sort of a follow-up on a recent Kiefer Madness,
that's true.
Rather.
That's true.
Sort of, in its own way. It's another listener submission, Emergency Kiefer Madness next.